All right. Thank you, folks. Good to see everyone this morning. It's good to have Brother Jim Robideau with us. Jim, where are you at? Are you still in here, right here in the middle, sitting here where Brother and Sister Morrissey sat? Jim and Robin go back with us a long way. Jim graduated our college, worked our radio station since then. He's went to the top of all the military stuff and become an attorney. And he's representing a Christian Law Association. And what I'm going to do this morning, it's kind of ironic, Jim, that you're with us, because we hardly ever do anything like I'm fixing to do here. And if I get in trouble over this, I may need a good attorney. So that's what I'm saying. But I ended up the lesson last week talking about how we were in danger of becoming a police state. And I'm going to show you something that Brother Jeremiah recorded for me off the TV. And I will not have time for all of it. We cut and edited it a little bit. And I'm just giving a couple of early remarks here on it. We're in 1 John, and we're in chapter 3. And I'm going to pick out just verse 13 to say this. It says, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you." Trouble is, we are still marveling and still in shock and still in denial, but the Christians today are being hated. There's an anti-Christ, anti-Christian movement across America. Every time we take a stand against evil, the world says that's politics. No, it's not. Politics is not immune when they do wrong to be called out, be identified. And that's what you'll see here this morning. This present hate level is reaching a climax now in America. It is amazing how fast it's growing. And we find Jesus said this about it in Luke 23. You want to turn over there? Look at Luke 23. Look at it in, I'll find it here. I believe it's verse 31 of Luke chapter 23. Listen to what he said. This tells you the Lord was not shocked by where we're at today. He says, "For if they will do these things." Now remember, he's on the way to Calvary. He's being mistreated. He's being fixed to be crucified, being done wrong, betrayed and crucified here. And he says in verse 31, "For if they will do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" The green tree is while he was here alive. The dry tree, he's been gone. He's saying if he'll do this with God present with him, what will they do later? We are in the later. We're in the dry tree time. And so we're in the Orwellian time of the police state, and everybody on camera, and everybody. I heard a fellow say that he was raised under communism. He said, "We never talked out loud. We could only whisper." We're getting closer to the whispering stage now in America. Too many folks fearful to speak out. And I want to present something that I saw Monday night, 8 o'clock, on Fox News, on Tucker Carlson. We do not have time for all of it, but it emphasizes what I said about a police state. And what could have been a misdemeanor, where the law was asked to get some Christians that was protesting an abortion clinic, the local police did not arrest them, did not charge them. They did ask them to leave. But then we find the FBI coming in with a SWAT team after them 1 year later. So I'm going to ask Brother Jeremiah, and I appreciate what he's done for me after I ask it here, to run the screen down. And go ahead and show a clip. I watch Fox News. It's not perfect, but it's sure better than most of the other channels. And this come off of that. And I want you to just listen to it, and we'll finish it up. It'll pretty much be the lesson this morning.
Good evening, and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Happy Columbus Day. Remember Columbus Day? That's the day that we celebrate the discovery of the New World by Christopher Columbus and all that happened after, which was the creation of the freest and most humane society in the history of man. We're still celebrating it. But we're also assessing what happened to that society, because it is changing. So we want to tell you the story of a man called Paul Vaughn, leading off tonight. Paul Vaughn does not fit the profile of a terrorist. You'd never guess. He's 55 years old. He's a former pastor who now runs a small internet service business in Middle Tennessee. He and his wife are gentle people. They're faithful Christians. They spend most of their time raising their 11 children. So last Wednesday morning at about 7:15, bucolic scene at the Vaughn household. Several of Paul Vaughn's children are standing in the front yard about to head to school. Suddenly, out of nowhere, their world falls down around them. A team of FBI agents armed with automatic rifles swoops in SUVs and begins pounding on the front door of the family home. Inside the house, Paul Vaughn is watching this and he's shocked. As he said later, "When I opened the door and saw the guns pointed at me, I asked them what they wanted. They said they wanted me, and they did." The agents led Paul Vaughn away. Inside the house, his wife, who'd been at the back with their newest child, an 18-month-year-old baby, ran to the front door. Confused and terrified, she asked what anyone would ask, "Who are you, and why are you taking my husband away?" We don't need to guess about the exchange because it's on tape. Here's what it looked like.
"But if you're not going to let me, then I'll just..."
"No, I want to know why you were banging on my door with a gun."
"Hey, let's get after that."
"You're not going to tell me anything?"
"No, we're not. I tried,
ma'am." "No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You did not try." "This is not acceptable." "Can I have your name?" "You're not going to give me your name. You're not going to give me any information. I want to know."
Body armor, their little watch caps, automatic weapons held at the ready, taking off with her husband. "Why are you taking him? Who are you?" she asks. But of course, they completely ignore her. "No, we're not going to answer. We tried," when they didn't. They don't have to answer, because when your husband is a domestic terrorist, the government doesn't owe you an answer to the most basic questions. So Paul Vaughn, we now learn, is a terrorist. But what did he do? You may be wondering that by this point. Well, as the Department of Justice explained later in a statement, Paul Vaughn opposes abortion. And not just in a quiet, personal way. That would be bad enough. But Paul Vaughn is outspoken about his views on abortion. He still believes, being 55, that this is a free country with a Bill of Rights that allows you the freedom to say what you want and even have protests on behalf of your ideas. He believes that was the freedom that built this country. So a year and a half ago, in March of 2021, Vaughn and 10 volunteers from a Christian pro-life group in Tennessee staged a protest at an abortion clinic in Mount Juliet. Now, we don't need to speculate about what happened next, and that's a good thing for Paul Vaughn. It was broadcast live on Facebook by one of the volunteers. That would be 73-year-old Chester Gallagher. Watch this.
"This is your last warning. I need everybody to step outside, go to the sidewalk. You're more than welcome to protest out on the sidewalk, okay? So I'm just asking real nicely, please, for you guys to leave, go outside on the sidewalk."
So you live in the United States and you watch nightly the chaos in your city. Buildings burning, people being pushed in front of subway trains, people getting knocked in the face on the street for no reason, carjackings, murders, up in every city in America. So you look at that and you think, is that really it? That's why armed FBI agents with automatic rifles arrived at Paul Vaughn's home last Wednesday, because of that? Because more than a year ago, a group of Christians, many of them elderly, sang hymns? Yeah, that's it. That's what he did wrong. Now, we should note that we only have this video evidence because of the hard work of Maya Kathel at Town Hall, which broke this story. God bless. Without this documentary evidence, without this video, you might be tempted to believe the Biden administration when it tells you that Paul Vaughn, quote, used force and physical obstruction to injure, intimidate, and interfere with employees of the abortion clinic. But he didn't. He didn't use physical force. He sang hymns. But for doing that, Joe Biden's Department of Justice now tells us, Paul Vaughn deserves to spend 11 years in prison. 11 years. Vaughn's, quote, co-conspirators from that day in March of 2021, meaning other pro-life activists, are also facing long prison sentences. This group would include 87-year-old Eva Edel. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, it's because she is something of a celebrity in Christian circles, pro-life circles. And that's because she survived a Yugoslav concentration camp before escaping to this country, where she spent decades advocating against abortion. She has seen firsthand what happens when government denies the essential humanity of a person. In this picture, you can see her sitting in front of an abortion clinic as a police officer towers over her. Within seconds, two officers are shoving this 87-year-old into the back of a car. Now, again, contrast this with the country you watch every night on television, or the one you experience if you live in a city, or people are afraid to go to the grocery store, where Wendy's burned down in the name of civil rights and no one does a thing about it. Watch how they're treated. Same thing happened to 58-year-old Heather Idoni back in March of 2021. It took a whole team of police officers to remove her. Really, you wonder why. How dangerous does she look? Then there was 57-year-old evangelist Calvin John Zastro. He was also arrested that day in March. Here's a video he shot discussing it.
When we have national revival, this is what every abortion clinic's going to look like. Right here, field of rubble. Not through violence, through peace, but through God bringing the high places down. So let's go show up in front of those high places, trust him, rescue, preach, sing, pray, and see this happen to the rest of them.
Now, you may not share his views. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But be as honest as you can with yourself. Does that guy look dangerous? And if so, compared to what? There are a lot of dangerous people wandering around completely unimpeded. In fact, they're celebrated by this administration. Is that guy a dangerous person? Of course he's not. He's a Christian. Maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you're pro-choice. But even if you are, you are not, if you're being completely honest, going to conclude that that guy poses a threat to you or this country, because he doesn't. And neither does his daughter, who's 24 years old, Eva Darlene Zastro. She was also apprehended at the clinic with her father. Here's her violent manifesto.
I'd seen the pictures before, and I'd heard that it was murder before, but the connection went from knowing it here to knowing it in my heart. I just praise God that he gave me the opportunity to rescue, and Lord willing, abortion will end.
So imagine sitting back at Department of Justice headquarters, assessing that video and saying to yourself, you know what? They need an armed FBI raid. Get out the body armor. That's a terror manifesto. Apparently they did conclude that, because now Joe Biden's Justice Department, the FBI, to its eternal shame, is rounding up everyone associated with Paul Vaughn's entirely nonviolent Christian organizations. Take a look at the mugshots from the FBI's investigation into this event in March of 2021. It's on your screen right now. They're telling you, the FBI is telling you, bragging about it, that these people are dangerous. And of course, you know what they know, which is, in America 2022, whether you're dangerous or not depends almost entirely on who you voted for. There are people in this country who molest children. True fact. You are hearing now that they are minor attracted persons. You have people on television trying to minimize the gravity of child molestation. Why is that? Well, because they're probably Biden voters. That's the assumption anyway. Meanwhile, those people in the mugshots on the screen, those are the terrorists. Keep in mind that Biden voters who've actually killed people are facing less jail time than these Christian protesters. Illinois BLM rioter Matthew Rupert received fewer than 11 years for setting fire to a cell phone store in Minneapolis. Oh, really? 26-year-old Montez Terrell Lee received fewer than 11 years of prison for setting fire to the Maxit pawn shop in Minneapolis, a fire that wound up killing a 30-year-old man. He got less time than Paul Vaughn is facing. 20-year-old Samuel Elliott Fry was sentenced to just over 2 years in federal prison for setting fire to a health food store. But it was for a good cause. It was for Joe Biden, so not a big deal. All of those crimes and countless others that are happening around the country at a scale we have not seen in our lifetimes, all of those crimes are being treated as less serious offenses than a man who sang hymns in an abortion clinic. So what's going on here? Well, a day before the FBI's raid on Paul Vaughn, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris announced their new policy, which is pro-lifers, because they disagree with Joe Biden and upset the base, are now terrorists. Watch.
We believe, and I certainly believe, that a woman should have the freedom to make decisions about her own body, and that her government should not be making those decisions for her. Today, extremist so-called leaders are attacking the freedom and liberty of millions of women.
We're not going to sit by and let Republicans throughout the country enact extreme policies to threaten access to basic health care. My message to folks across the country who are worried about what we're seeing is first that we have your back.
So you think to yourself as you watch something like that, well, of course, there's an election coming up in just a few weeks, and a lot of the Democratic base believes that abortion is the key to freedom and happiness, and they're very upset about the Roe v. Wade decision. Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land. And so Biden and Harris and the rest of the leaders of that party are pandering to them. It's okay, we're on your side. What you don't think is you watch something like that, that its effect will mean sending guys with automatic weapons to Paul Vaughn's house and scaring the hell out of his 11 children. You never would imagine that in real life, people who sang hymns in an abortion clinic would be facing 11 years in prison. So you have to ask, since the parallels are very clear, this is effectively the modern version of Bull Connor's fire hoses and German shepherds. Has a single Democrat pointed out that this is insane? That an 11-year sentence for hymn singing might be a little punitive? Has Sandy Cortez said anything? I mean, wait a second. We're pro-choice and everything, but 11 years? For a 55-year-old father of 11? Has Rashida Tlaib? What about George Gascon or Larry Krasner? The guys who think, whoa, we put way too many people in prison. We got to pull back a little bit. We got to rehabilitate them. What about the compassion mongers at CNN or MSNBC? Have they said a word about this? As their country becomes totalitarian, have they even noticed? We checked. No. The only clip we could find was Nancy Pelosi, where she endorses violence against her political enemies. Here she is.
There have been a number of attacks on churches, on crisis pregnancy centers. Republicans are going after Democrats for not saying anything, and they're saying that your rhetoric is contributing to these attacks on these crisis pregnancy centers.
Well, what are Democrats on this? A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. It's up to her, her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. I'm a very Catholic person, and I believe in every woman's right to make her own decisions.
First of all, you're not a Catholic. I mean, this is ridiculous. Let's stop pretending. Second, you don't believe at all in the right to choose. You applauded as nurses got fired because they didn't want to take the mandatory vax because they didn't want to hurt their own fertility. They wanted to have children maybe someday. And you thought that was great. So it wasn't their body, their choice. You're a liar and a fraud. You're not a Christian. Be quiet. But what's really stunning is nobody, the people who've lectured us for years, the criminal justice system is just too mean, that MS-13 are children of God. They don't have a problem with this at all. The people who claim to hate mass incarceration, it turns out, are strongly for the mass incarceration of anyone who disagrees with them. And they're doing it. As Julie Kelly has reported relentlessly, judges have sentenced dozens of January 6th defendants to months in prison followed by probation. Why? Oh, because they entered a public building as police officers stood by, lifted the ropes for them. What was that about, by the way? Don't ask, shut up. They belong in jail. As of this week, dozens of January 6th defendants are still being held in pretrial detention. No one notices. Where's the Republican Party on that? Nowhere. At the same time, the FBI has made zero arrests, none, to protect pro-lifers from actual violence. Not hymn singing, firebombing. The Compass Care Pregnancy Services Center in Buffalo was firebombed in June. No arrests have been made. In fact, the FBI seized surveillance footage from the facility and never gave it back.
This building was up in flames this morning when police and firefighters arrived, and this is the aftermath. Broken windows, shattered glass, and graffiti, which the CEO says gives him an indication as to who he thinks is behind this.
We're able to serve 25.
CEO Jim Harden says this didn't come as a complete shock. Recently, Compass Care has been receiving threats online and in person. The graffiti on the side of the building says Jane was here. And Harden says he thinks the abortion rights group Jane's Revenge is behind the attack. It's a reference to Jane's Collective, which provided underground abortions in Chicago in the 1960s. The group took responsibility for firebombing a pro-life facility in Madison, Wisconsin last month. Harden says it'll take months to repair the $100,000 worth of damage to the facility.
See how this works? So a group aligned with Joe Biden firebombs a building. Firebombs. And the FBI does nothing. Instead, they send agents with automatic rifles to the home of a 55-year-old man with 11 children because he sung hymns in an abortion clinic. This is too much, actually. There's always going to be disparities in justice. There's always going to be disparities in law enforcement. You have to believe they're unintentional. This is not unintentional. This is intentional. It's right in our face, and it's completely unacceptable. Chris Wray, who runs the FBI, purportedly a good guy, a decent man who cares about justice, what does he think of this? Is this all right? Sending FBI agents with automatic weapons to arrest a hymn singer? So we called Chris Wray's office today and asked a simple question. Are you okay with this? You know this is happening? You run the FBI. No response. Just like Paul Vaughn's wife to shut the door. We don't have to answer your questions. These are political raids, and they're exactly what the most recent FBI whistleblower, Steve Friend, warned about last month. The FBI didn't respond to those warnings from one of its own agents. It just suspended Steve Friend. So the raids are continuing. People need to see this. This is going too far, and it's getting scary.
How many of you had already seen that? Raise your hand. All right, hold them up a minute. Out of probably, I don't know, I'm guessing 75 people this morning, maybe there's 7 or 8 hands up. Folks, we better stay informed. This is coming to our house. It's coming to our church building. You see, we're already been branded as terrorists because of what we believe and what we vote for. We should vote for what we judge is right and wrong according to the Bible. And this next election is very important. We can't solve things, but we might can slow some things down. Jesus is coming, and he is going to make it right. Abortion is not a woman's choice. It is not health care. It is murder. That's what it is. And now they're trying to intimidate anybody that speaks against anything, including molesting little kids from a baby on up to kindergarten, trying to change little boys into girls and girls into little boys, mutilating their bodies. And if you speak against it, now they got you on the wrong side, labeled as a threat to democracy or as a terrorist. It is unbelievable, isn't it? The hypocrisy of somebody like Nancy Pelosi. Well, I'm a good Catholic. You're a good liar.
That's right. That's
no,
right.
You are. I certainly do not agree with the Catholic Church on a lot of things, but on one thing, their stand against abortion, I do.
Yep.
And how can Joe Biden and Nancy both claim to be good Catholics when they're violating that doctrine totally? And that ought to land at the Pope's feet. He ought to be the one that would make that call, but he's not going to do it, of course. But I come back to this. We're moving to a police state. We are in the dry tree, not the green tree. They, in the green tree, crucified God when he showed up on planet Earth in love. Now, as his followers, we're in the dry tree. But he's coming back to make it right. In that same passage, he warns the time will come that this crowd enemies of God, Antichrist crowd, will cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them from his face. That day will come. In the meantime, we're supposed to contend for the faith, stand up for what is right, do what we can. And the Bible says we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. We are seeing the day approaching. We're seeing the end time, as was predicted in the Word of God, landing on us very, very obviously now. But when you designate 78 million people that voted Republican as terrorists and as Nazis, and that's what the president has called us.
Yep, that's right.
You need the tape. He's on tape calling us that. Czars to whatever else he's called us. But the truth of the matter is, it's a late hour. If you're not saved, you better get saved, because whether they know it or not, the saved folks are going to win. It may look pretty dark right now, but sunrise is coming. And Jesus is going to return. And he is the winner. And he is the king. And all this crowd that's lining up, and don't kid yourself, that's anti-God sentiment. That's all it is. It was God that gave us the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. In Proverbs chapter 6, it says there's six things that God hates. And one of those six is hands that shed innocent blood. Can you imagine the bloody hands of the doctors and nurses that take a little baby from the womb and finish killing it? Do you understand that there's at least one state right now, Brother Robert Doe, you may know which state it is, one state right now where some legislatures are trying to pass a bill to allow a baby to be killed 28 days after its birth. After it's been out, mom and dad decide, well, we don't like its looks or its health or something else, let's kill it. And can do it legally. Now, I don't think that bill will pass, but that's the mentality behind it. Not only up to the day of birth, but even after it has been born. Now, somebody says America's a Christian nation. Not anymore. There's no heathen nation. Go to the darkest corner of the earth. There's no heathen tribe anywhere that would do that. Do you know, even in the animal world, one of the most dangerous things is to mess with an animal's babies. She may not want to show it to you, but my wife's got a picture we took this week of the lake behind the house where a good-sized alligator come charging out after a big bird. You see that on nature shows, on TV. Say, why? Because that bird had its eye on the little baby gators. So that was a mama gator charging the big bird, looking at her babies with intent to get one. How come the animal world still got more morals than the human world? Well, you think about it. When I was a little kid, when the setting hen hatched out the little chicks, you stayed away from her. You stayed away from her little chicks. She'd come after you. Anybody ever know that kind of science? Well, we surely have messed up, haven't we? Now, that's not just politics, but politics is against the morals of God when they start that kind of stuff. They're trying to intimidate FBI. Man worked for FBI. I was here the other morning. I talked with him. He's Christian. And he told me, I was talking about some of this stuff with him. He said, yeah, I said before I even knew he was here, I said, they're trying to intimidate us. And he said exactly what this film said. He said, it's because of the election. They're trying to intimidate because of the election. That was a man that worked for the FBI that was here in our building 2 weeks ago. And truth of the matter is, I'm not going to be intimidated. Now, see, I'm old enough, I'd spend the rest of my life in jail, and it'd probably be pretty comfortable. But some of the rest of you, you need to get your backs up, because you got a little longer than I have. And I'm hoping none of us have very long. I hope Jesus comes for long. But listen, this is a little different for us. We hardly ever do anything like this. But I got another one. And if they don't get me over this one and you don't get mad over this one, I may show you another one before long. Okay. All right, I believe my time's up.